Yedem, the son of Achav, came to Yehoshaphat, the king of kingdom of Yehuda, king of the two tribes, the descendant of King David, and asked if he would join him in battle against the king of Moab. He agreed, and they solicited the aid also of the king of Edom. So they now had three kings against one, and they began to march, advance upon Moab to do battle with him. It was a long march, 7-day journey. They came close to Moab. They found that they no longer had any water supply, and they were actually in danger of losing the war just because of the lack of water. They were very desperate, and Yehoshaphat, the good king, the king of Yehuda, asked, isn't there a Navi here, prophet, who could help us? We can get the word of Hashem. He was told there is. Elisha HaNavi is nearby. So he said, let's call upon him to tell us what our future is and if we could be saved, if he could perform some kind of a miracle to save us. And the wording was, he was told there is Elisha HaNavi. The word used there, the Gemara stresses very strongly. Here, they said, is Elisha HaNavi who poured water on the hands of Eliyahu HaNavi. Now, they could have said a lot of things about Elisha HaNavi. Elisha HaNavi, who is the greatest tzaddik in the world? Who is the greatest rabbi in the world? Who is the greatest student, the greatest Talmud, the greatest disciple of Eliyahu HaNavi? Or who is the greatest miracle performer? And yet, when they had to speak about his greatest feat, his greatest act in his life, they said he poured water upon the hands of Eliyahu HaNavi. Why is he now? This was the answer to all the questions. Why is he the biggest Navi? Why is he the greatest Tzaddik? Why did he inherit the mantle of Eliyahu HaNavi? Not because of the Torah he studied, not because of his purity, not because of his miracles, but because of the fact that he served Eliyahu HaNavi. The Gemara says, from here we learn clearly that Shimush is greater than Limud and Talmud. He's serving a Tzaddik is greater than studying Torah from the mouth of a tzaddik. We find this throughout all generations, that the disciples, the closest ones who took over after a tzaddik, was not the wisest, not the most learned, but the closest one who gave the most service, one who was zechut to be mishamesh be tzaddik emes. He poured water for Eliyahu HaNavi, and this too, the Medrash says, also meant to imply power, his miraculous powers, even during the time of Eliyahu HaNavi, his faith in Eliyahu HaNavi, the time which brought about these miracles. Because when Eliyahu HaNavi was having this contest with the false prophets on the top of Mount Carmel, when he told them, let's both build an altar and place a sacrifice on it, you false prophets pray to your idols for a fire to descend and consume your sacrifice, I will call upon Hashem to send the fire down to consume mine. When the false prophets failed in their attempt, he then said, now to show you how great the power of heaven is, power of Hashem, he said, I'll place the sacrifice on this altar, and in order to consume it, you have to have a fire. I will now order that the altar, the center, be filled with water, completely filled with water, and have a fire consume that. Where did the water come from? He told him, pour water once, twice, three times until it's filled. Where did that water come from? And the answer was, he asked Elisha HaNavi, you're the one that pours water. Pour. Pour with what? He took his 10 fingers and placed it over the altar, and from the 10 fingers that spurted forth enough water to fill the altar. Now, how did he expect that water would come from his fingers? His faith, his emunah, and his Rebbe was so great that when he told him, pour as you are, he was that certain that by placing his hands over the Mizbeach, the altar, the water would come, and it did. Because Emunah is so powerful that it results in reality, it materializes. This is what they said. Here is Elisha HaNavi who poured water for Eliyahu HaNavi. He poured water because he believed in Eliyahu HaNavi so much that he was able to produce water from nothing. We should be zechut to that true, pure emunah in Hashem and in tzaddikim amitim, the tzaddik emes, And he's a chus of that amunah. We should be zechut to witness the miracles of Hashem with the coming of Mashiach, when all the enemies of the Jews will be completely obliterated. We should see with our eyes the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Yisimcha Klolius, Vlei Klal Yisrael, Yehida, Amen, V'Yamein.
Amen.